Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for making time to listen today to the podcast. I pray the time you listen today will be blessed and begin or end your day with a direct focus on Christ Himself. Can you believe it's May? I feel like I just took my Christmas tree down, boxed it up, and placed it in storage. I think days are sometimes long, but years are getting shorter. Maybe it's because I'm getting older and noticing the years quickly passing by. For whatever reason, it's crazy that it's almost summer. I'm usually not a January 1st health start kickoff type of girl. It's too much pressure. Often I start trying to eat healthy around April or May, when all the delicious fruits and vegetables begin to produce their glory. Currently, I'm trying to make wise choices in my food pyramid. I feel better when I do, I have more energy when I do, and don't feel guilty when I go to bed because I just ate a bowl of ice cream. The newest thing I have discovered is cauliflower rice. Now, before you knock it, let me explain. It's not rice, nor does it pretend to be. Well, I may have had to try to train my brain to think it is when I cover it with the goodness of a burrito bowl. It takes effort, folks, for sure. Training takes effort, too. It takes time. I'm still in training trying to trick my brain into thinking that cauliflower rice is really rice. I'll keep you posted on how it goes. Training. Maybe you've trained for a 5K, a marathon, or bless you, an Ironman or an Ironwoman. Maybe you've trained for one of those Disney marathons. Those are no joke, by the way. Or a local benefit run. It takes effort. It takes time and intentionality. But once the event comes, you are thankful you trained and got your physical body ready for what was about to happen. The Apostle Paul in today's scripture is giving instructions to Timothy. He's sharing with him that some people will abandon the faith and follow evil things. He's encouraging Timothy to point these things out to the brothers. We're going to pick it up in 1 Timothy chapter 4, the second part of verse 7 and verse 8. Train yourself to be godly, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Physical training, it does have value. It's good. It takes care of yourself. You do that to take care of yourself. But godliness, as this scripture points out, has value for all things, which means it directly affects every aspect of your life. It affects your relationships, your attitude, your thoughts, your words, and your actions. This passage also points out that godliness holds promise for both the present life and the life to come. So that means now and in heaven when we meet Christ face to face. I love when scripture talks about a promise. We know that God keeps every single one of his promises. He can't break them. It's not his character. Well, godliness holds the promise for both now and eternity. How do we train for godliness? Well, I have five things that I hope will be of help to you today. Saturate your life with the Word of God. Ask God to help you look more like Him. Ask for forgiveness from God and others. Be thankful. Be diligent. Watch your life. Paul goes further in this passage and tells Timothy to persevere in them so others can see. Godliness, becoming like Christ, living a life that brings glory to God. Be holy like He is holy. It has value for all things. I want to spend more time training for godliness because it affects every aspect of my life now and for eternity. It holds promise.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.